Stand. I'd love it. Well, good morning. I want to thank you all for coming out on what I thought would be a soggy, chilly day, but it's turning out to be a very nice morning, to be part of this wonderful mixer of people who are gathering to celebrate the life of Chuck Weber. I want to start by telling you about another mixer, however, that happened 65 years ago today. It was a mixer for the Young Republicans at the University of Minnesota, and it was there that Chuck Weber met Alice Jean Irvine for the first time. Today, 65 years ago today, according to my mother, however, neither were very impressed with each other. But these impressions soon changed, and as we all know, that from that one casual mixer, a family soon came into being. My father once told me, as he said to others, that nothing was more important to him than his family. One of the ways he expressed his gratitude for us was that he never made his four daughters feel less because they were not sons. In fact, he seemed to revel in the family he ended up with. So my sisters and I would like to offer a eulogy, which is nothing more but a big thank you to our dad. Our brief reflections are not meant to be all-encompassing, but rather special slivers of times with our dad that, when put all together, reveal a deeper truth about this man. My sisters wrote their own reflections, but to keep things moving, I'm going to read them on their behalf. So I'm going to start from Mary. Thank you for teaching me how to plant bachelor button flowers, how to make a good Tom and Jerry, and that Idaho Spud candy bars are best slightly frozen. Thanks for teaching me about classical music and how to appreciate marching band music. It really is a woefully underrated art form. Thanks for coming to all of our awful school concerts and recitals. You were kind to treat us as rock stars. Thanks for hauling us all over the United States in the backseat of our family car. You taught us to love this great country and all the obscure little towns and rest stops along the way. Thanks for putting up with 5 women in your life and for making emergency trips to the store for maxi pads, tampons, and my doll. Thanks for not making me shoot that pheasant that was hiding in plain sight. The best part of hunting is the beer and cigar afterwards, anyways. Oh, and now is probably a good time to confess. The one time when we went skiing in Colorado, I stole the rental car with my friends. We drove to the liquor store and accidentally locked the keys in the car while it was running. It took the state trooper 2 hours to get the car unlocked and a whole tank of gas before we got it back. You napped through the whole thing at the hotel and never knew we were gone. So that's why the gas tank was suddenly empty, and no, you weren't going crazy. While there's a lot to thank you for, I thank you most for teaching me how to be a good parent. And unfortunately, these are her words, unfortunately, there's still a work in progress for me, sorry. But thanks for retiring in Jackson so you could be the best grandpa to my feisty kids. From Marta. I am forever thankful for Dad rearing us girls as diehard Minnesota Vikings fans and teaching us the meaning of grace and loyalty as we stoically endured 4 Super Bowl losses. I honestly don't think there was anything Dad loved more than watching his beloved Vikings with his girls. Even long after I moved far away, if the Vikes had a great win, I knew my phone would be ringing in seconds with Dad whooping up on the other side of the phone. Yes, my football loyalties became divided over the years after I moved to the East Coast, as I also became a big fan of a certain team that shall remain unnamed, but has showered me with an embarrassment of riches with 5 Super Bowl wins with the same quarterback in the last 16 years. But this year, I'm pulling for the Vikings to go all the way for Dad. If they do, I'll probably be waiting for the phone to ring. I know it won't, but I know Dad will send me a sign somehow. So many precious memories remain with me from the times Dad, with infinite patience, took me fishing. I actually went through a 37-year period during which I, nor anyone with me, caught a fish. I called it the Jimmy Hoffa curse because the drought began the weekend Hoffa disappeared in July of 1975. The same weekend Dad, Sarah, and I were on a fishing trip in central Minnesota. This drought spanned 4 decades and outlasted numerous marriages, her words, homes, and jobs. Yet when I became a fishing pariah to most, Dad never gave up on me and kept bringing me along. In 2012, I finally caught a fish in the little pond in Austin, Texas, forever breaking the curse. I called Dad within minutes to share the good news and thank him for never considering me a lost cause. From Sarah. Dad, I'm very grateful for you giving me the freedom to be a tomboy and to love the things like football and fishing and camping, which we so enjoy together. I am grateful that you taught me how to bait a hook, throw a curveball, and how to have fun tailgating at Vikings and Minnesota Gopher games, even though it was below zero. I am grateful for summer days spent walleye fishing with you and my sisters on lazy Minnesota lakes where ne'er a fish could be found, but a bad sunburn could. I am grateful for your love of Labrador retrievers, kitties, and animals of all kinds. I am profoundly grateful for our time spent here in the Tetons, where you cemented my love for the West during our camping trips to Jackson Hole. I will never forget the wonderful breakfast rides out of Coulter Bay, swimming in Pilgrim Creek on hot summer days, or hiking through Indian paintbrush. Dad, I am grateful for our time spent fly fishing, especially going to our secret spot down on Granite Creek, where we knew we could find cutthroat, even though they were small. Ultimately, I am grateful to you, Dad, for giving me the gift of music, as you loved it so. My trips with you and Mom to the Grand Teton Music Festival these last few years to hear world-class symphonies are one of the great joys of my life, as I am sure it was yours too. These parts of you will always be with me. There are not enough words or pieces of paper to write on to show my gratitude. I have been immensely blessed. Thank you, Dad. Okay. And for me, Anne. There are so many things I'm grateful for being one of Chuck Weber's daughters, some of which have already been mentioned by my sisters. The gift of his love of nature and the outdoors, the family adventures across the country, the understanding that joy is greatest when shared, whether it be a Vikings win or watching the sunset over Munger Mountain from the back deck. I knew and felt his love, but I also felt his respect, which brings me back to this one Saturday morning 27 years ago that, since his passing, I cannot get out of my head. I was moving abroad for several years for work, and the morning of the day I was to fly out, Dad and I went to a favorite cafe in Minneapolis that offered a wonderful French breakfast, just like you would find in Paris, a city he adored. Over our croissants and coffee, our cafe, we chatted. We probably discussed my new job. We might have gone over his plans to retire in Jackson. We might have talked about what was going on in the world. And somehow we got on the topic of World War II, and he recounted his stories of his childhood during the war, the things he liked to do, the rhythm of his life at that time, the music and shows he heard on the radio. But what I remember most about that morning was the ease of our interaction, not so much as father and daughter, but as two adults who enjoy sharing each other's plans, observations, and memories. I'm sure you have all heard this truism, and I think it is a truism. People may not remember exactly what you did or what you said, but they will always remember how you made them feel. And I think the reason I remember that Saturday morning is because I remember how I felt after that breakfast. I felt respected and valued, not just as a daughter, but as a unique individual. Well, of course, that morning wasn't special at all. He always treated me that way, as he did his whole family. And I believe just about any person who ever spent time with Chuck Weber would say they felt the same. Chuck Weber treated people well, and they felt it. And I am so grateful I got to know and spend so much time with this man. And finally, it must be said, with great emphasis, one of the biggest reasons we're able to speak so lovingly of our father today is because of a 65-year relationship with Jean and the immense role she played in making our family work. And for this, Mom, we and Dad can't thank you enough.
Beautiful.